Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch, comment there, and hear all the fun and frivolity that happens on the break. So, yeah, pretty much people still making fun of me. Although 832 says this is Clint Sterner's time to pounce. This dude is talking about salads like some sissy.
Hey, man, let me tell you what I never eat, vegetables. All I eat is meat and milk.
And the cheese made from Coleman milk.
Cheese made only from Coleman milk. Fred gets upset when they bring him his shredded cheese. I say, what dairy did this cheese come from? I don't know, sir. What the hell you mean you don't know? I'm not wasting my time with some of this BS Texas cheese. If you ain't got Arkansas cheese, don't even bring it to the table. You know what I'm saying, brother? You know what I'm saying, right, brother?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Show knows what I'm saying.
See, I haven't heard Show at all.
You need to hear Show.
I probably need to listen. But, well, I like listening to Josh on the way
no,
in.
No.
And if not listen that, Show. If not that, I'm listening to whatever hockey game's on. But you know what? I'm probably going to have to listen to shows.
We can do bits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Because I can do imitations when I put my mind to it. So I'll figure him out. I'll be able to do it. In fact, that'll be tomorrow's project.
All right. Talking.
I will listen on the way in. Just tell Josh to be boring around 3.
Okay.
Because, you know, I won't switch over. But I'll listen and see if I can come up with something, and the bit will work. But, I feel kind of stuck because... You know, I don't know what he sounds like at all. Oh, man. 713-780-3776. The songs. You've been putting this off for an hour.
Oh, yeah, the worst songs. Well, I went over my list of the worst songs. I after much debate, I hate any song by the Cranberries. I think all Cranberry songs are terrible.
I wouldn't dispute that.
I think the song What's Going On by Four Non Blondes, terrible. Stop me if you've ever done any of these at karaoke.
Okay.
I think Susu Studio, or just Susudio by Phil Collins, is awful. I think Who Let the Dogs Out is a horrible song. And mind you, these are just the worst songs that they've got to be songs that people know. It can't just be some random ass song that no one's ever heard of. These are songs that there are actually some people who like them, but they're still terrible songs.
I have a list. Susudio is 4th on the list.
There you go. So I think My Humps by the Black Eyed Peas.
That is awful.
Is an awful, awful song. And I think Laffy Taffy. I don't even know who sings the Laffy Taffy song. It's so horrible. It's one of the that's got to be near the top. I don't know what the worst song is. I know Ooh. Those are all on the list.
All of those are on this list. Number 10 is Chinese Food by Allison Gold.
I've never even heard that
but
song.
But it's the same producer of Rebecca Black's Friday, which it says just barely evaded a conclusion here.
See, now the truth is Rebecca Black's Friday is a terrible song.
It is, but it's
catchy and it's funny for our show. That's right. The only reason we play it. It's not like I hear that song and go, "Oh my God, what a great tune." No, I mean it's a terrible song, but that's what made it funny.
My Humps is number 9.
That's a bad song.
Who Let the Dogs Out is number 8.
Okay. These who wrote this list?
I've got to scroll up.
That's a person after my own heart. I'll tell you that.
What's Up by Four Non Blondes?
When did this list get written?
I'll tell you when I get to the top, because it's one of those scroll up and there's a whole bunch of stuff in there. Achy Breaky Heart, number 6.
Oh, I didn't think of that one. That's a pretty bad song.
We Built This City by Starship.
That's where the conversation got started. That's the song that Josh was talking about that some people say is the worst song. I think it's a really bad song. I don't think it's the worst song.
It is pretty bad.
But it is pretty sad that Jefferson Airplane, which was a band that I actually thought was pretty good, eventually turned into Starship and played We Built This City.
Yeah. Well, they went from doing drugs to not doing drugs. And well, they were still doing drugs, but they weren't singing about drugs. Number 4, Susudio, which that would probably... I make a strong case for that as number
song.
1. Number 3, Muskrat Love by Captain and Tennille.
Ooh, that is pretty bad. Captain and Tennille is just a funny band.
Number 2, Afternoon Delight.
Skyrockets in flight. Boo! That's
I don't know if
that seems like a gag song to me, but I guess it is a real song.
And number one, MacArthur Park.
I've never heard
MacArthur. Oh, God. Pull up MacArthur. It is awful. It is so awful you have to hear it. But this came from CheatSheet.com. It was from 2017 and written by someone named Robert Yanis. No, it's not Donna Summers. It's Richard Harris, 1968. She might have covered it, but no.
It's like, I know. It's the worst song ever. I'll cover it.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Are you having trouble finding it?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it through Spotify, but I don't think Spotify's even
You may have to check YouTube.
Standards.
Oh.
Achy Breaky Heart is pretty bad.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah.
All right, let's hear this. This is the this is the consensus worst song ever.
Well, it's this guy's worst song.
Well, didn't you say it was like a compilation? Or was this one guy wrote it?
No, it was one guy wrote it. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Spring was never waiting for us, girl. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance.
This was a hit?
Yes. This is that someone left like a cake out on the rain thing.
Honestly, this sounds like a deep cut from a Meatloaf album.
I mean, but even the singing's awful.
Yeah, this is.
You
really
got to get you got to get to the chorus because it's just.
I can't believe this was a hit song at some point.
Yeah.
I've heard like a
oh my God.
I've heard this remade. Maybe was it did Weird Al remake this song?
Probably. Someone left the cake out in the rain. You can stop playing it now. That was the best part.
It was the Jurassic Park. Weird Al did one called Jurassic Park.
Oh. That probably
That's why it sounded familiar.
Yeah.
It's hit that version is worse than the Weird Al version.
Yeah. No, it's horrible. And the lyrics, someone left the cake out in the rain. What?
And I don't know if I can take it because it took so long to bake it.
And I'll never have that recipe again.
Oh, God.
Tiny Tim's song, was that an actual hit or is that just so obscure that nobody else knows it besides a handful of people?
Which the Tiny?
Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Oh, yeah, that was a hit back then.
That was a hit, yeah.
That's horrible.
Well, but he's trying to be horrible. It's part of his bit.
Yeah, he's almost immune. He's like Weird Al. He's immune from these competitions. Yeah. Oh, that's actually really
that's kind of catchy. Yeah,
it's way better than the last song.
Oh man. I think. The one song that belongs on this list is, and maybe they weren't popular enough, but a song called Down on Me by Jackal. It is one of the worst things ever. And really, every Jackal song just absolutely blows. I can't believe I listened to those guys back in the day. Like they have one called Lumberjackal where they're actually playing a chainsaw, and it's just awful. But Down on Me, they just say Down on Me over and over and over and over again in a horrible voice.
Lamont says, I know you guys aren't true hip-hop heads, but Master P, make them say, has to be the worst rap song ever. First of all, I guess I'm not a true hip-hop head because I'm a white guy. Is that what you're saying, Lamont?
I think so.
But mind you, I graduated high school in 1998. And one of the funniest stories ever was when I finished basic training, there was a guy in my basic training unit who, when we were out on leave, I had 3 days between... when I finished basic training and when I went to airborne school, and he got a massive, and I'm talking like full chest piece, no limit tank tattooed on his chest. This thing was huge. And he's got to feel so stupid now that his chest has a giant, and it said no limit soldier on it. And yeah, not a good life choice. But Master P, do we have a clean version of Make 'Em Say Master P had two hits that were really just nonsense songs. Make 'Em Say was kind of like his breakout hit, and it's the whole song is just Make 'Em Say na 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 na. That's it's a nonsense song. And then he had a song later called Hootie Hoo, and he just made this noise. Hootie Hoo! Well, what you gonna do? Over and over again, and it was a hit song. And it was like, oh my God, how's it? It tells you that that's how big Master P was, that he could just put nonsense on an album. And people were like, oh yeah, this is my jam. That's my jam. Hootie Hoo. Just random made up words, and now it's a hit. Oh, it is clean. All right, crank it up. I like how they blur out past me the doja. What happens when you make them say na 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 na? I mean, and apparently that guy's like a big time businessman, and now he's got more money than he did when he was making music, so good on him. But I don't know how people bought into these these songs.
Frodo mentioned the Regina song we played a couple weeks ago. That's up there too. That Astro song that Granato plays, that thing. It might be okay if it weren't for the fact that the guy's voice is just, it sounds like he's struggling to breathe, much less sing. Oh, well. There you go.
All right. Let me tell you guys about TGS Insurance. And you don't know what you're paying right now, probably, because I didn't know what I was paying for my homeowner's insurance. And I was like, okay, I'll try this TGS thing out. Let me see if I can save money, because the average customer saves nearly $900 a year. So I texted the word money to 232323. They asked for my address. I replied back with that. And in 15 seconds, they sent me a full quote with excellent coverage, mind you, better coverage than I had. And I saved over $1,000 annually. That could be you. $1,000 a year put back in your pocket. It's legit, man. They've got a nearly perfect online rating, over 1,000 reviews. The average customer saving nearly $900 a year. And there's no need to wait for your renewal, because TGS is going to save you money and help you get refunded on your previous policy right away. It's so simple. What are you waiting for, man? Maybe they can save you money, maybe they can't, but if there's a possibility, you might as well check it out. They're open now. Text the word money to 232323. Start saving now.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. What is this, Jim?
This is a Pretty Reckless.
I'm not familiar with that.
How dare you?
It was, the lead singer was Cindy Lou Who in that live-action Grinch with Jim Carrey.
Very creepy looking little Cindy Lou Who. So.
Well, she grew up and she got really hot.
Okay. And didn't have the weird ears?
No.
And
the nose is,
yeah,
is normal.
See, I didn't think Who's were very attractive. They're not like elves. Elves are attractive. Who's are not. So where the hell do we even go now?
Lamont said, when I say you're not a true hip hop head, it has nothing to do with your race, but the volume of y'all's music content is rock and pop. I know you know hip-hop. I was pretty much talking from a show POV. So basically, he's calling you guys the white boys.
Oh, well, I am. I freely admit, I don't know. I know hardly anything about rap and hip-hop. And that came up in an era when you guys were growing up. And I was kind of totally out of music completely.
Aaron wasn't allowed to listen to music with that influence, with the black influence.
No, that wasn't it. I think I just listened to, like, bad... I guess what people would call bad hip-hop and stuff. Like, I liked Nelly, and I liked Ludacris and stuff like that. Because that's what everybody my age listened to.
Okay. Well, trust me. In hindsight, Nelly and Ludacris were actually geniuses. If Nelly and Ludacris came along today, we'd be like, oh my God, Ludacris is the new. This is the new big thing. This is the new Biggie. It's the new Eric B. Because that's how bad hip hop is now.
But like Wu-Tang, NWA, those were before my time because I didn't actually get into them until I had gotten to college and started listening a little bit.
Wu-Tang is for the children, though. I mean, so it was for you. You just missed out on it.
Yeah.
See, I was only hearing like stuff that would cross over to like Run DMC. And
if they had a song with guitars on it,
well, not so much that. Just if it the ones that were starting to cross over into.
But you watched MTV, right?
Yeah, and basically it was Run. When I was watching it, it was Run DMC and the Beasties, and that's about it.
Okay,
so, and I liked them, and I'm sure I would like more if I'd listen to more. And I hear some songs that I really like sometimes that I don't really know who sings them. It's the same way with country. Where I'll hear it, I'll be out and about and hear it. Hey, you know what? That's pretty good, but I don't know who does it. And, you know, I only know Ice-T from being Detective Tutuolo. Oh, and also being in New Jack City.
Haitian Diva says, I love the Cranberries lead singer's voice. Zombie is my favorite. RIP to her. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this because she's dead, and I got in trouble for saying Charlie Daniels had weird tweeting habits when he died. But the Cranberries suck. They suck really, really bad. So, and Zombie's not a good song.
I do like Bad Wolves' version of it.
I don't. I think it's just a stupid song. Like, I mean, what's the point of it?
Well, what's the point of half the stuff we talk
their
about?
Their bombs and their guns and their bombs and their bombs and their guns in your head, they are dying. That's a terrible song. Chad makes a really excellent point. I bet brother and show know hip-hop. You know what? Hey, brother, let me tell you something about hip-hop. Hit that hippity-hoppity, man. I love it, man. I can't get enough of it. I like that Jay's. Jay's? Yeah, Jay's. You mean Jay-Z? Yeah, yeah. I just call him Jay's.
And can he?
Tupac.
Can he's pretty good.
Tupac. You heard that Tupac Shaker? I heard him.
What about Lil Jon?
Yeah. I like that. The Wu-Tang.
Lil Jon and the guys from the east part of town, where you know where Baytown is.
Hey, Baytown boys. Lil Jon and the Baytown boys. That's what they called them back then. Then they changed it up, but that's for sure old school Baytown stuff right there, man. Let me tell you something, brother. Sam. Oh, God. Sam's going to tell me about the zombie song. That's so almost cussed, bleeping terrible. Hello, Sam.
Hey, guys. It's your local Domino's delivery driver.
Hello.
Zombies is about the Irish Revolution.
Yeah.
The song is about the IRA, essentially, and their terrorist tactics. So it does have a point. You can hate it, but it does have a point.
Okay. It's a point that I don't care about. That affects my life zero. I don't care about that. It's a stupid song. Yeah. And what does that have to do with a zombie? Like, where's the zombie come in? And by the way, that's the chorus is just zombie, 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 hey, hey, hey in your head. That's not a chorus to a song. That's like Master P, make him say, He was more creative than that. They just picked a random word. Zombie.
That may have been the worst rendition of that song I've ever heard.
No, it's not. You know who's worse? The Cranberries.
Gotta tell you, you're even worse than them.
No, so. It's impossible.
But it's kind of like Tiny Tim. You're trying to be worse. But you hate that, and yet you like that damn Total Eclipse of the Heart, which I think belonged on that top 10 list.
Total Eclipse? I don't like. I mean, it's a funny song.
No, because this conversation came a few weeks ago, and like I was talking about how terrible that song was. Oh, it's not that bad.
I don't think it's a horrible song. I think it's horrible. It's catchy and funny.
No, it's not.
But it's almost like that other song. What was the song on the list that I was saying is kind of a gag song? I don't know what it was. You named one on the bad list. I was like, oh, I just think of that as a gag song, but almost like Sweet Caroline. I mean, that's... Are we going to say that's a good song?
I like the punk version of it.
It's catchy. Of course you do.
Of course I do.
Let me guess. Me.
Yep. Yeah. They do a great job.
Me first and the Gimme Gimmes. They do a great job. Cover of that.
They do.
Of course they do.
Yeah. You're such a weird. I honestly, you may be the weirdest dude I know. And that's saying a lot because I know me.
I mean, maybe I am.
Oh, boy. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in on this nonsense. It's not like we... I've heard him sing this thing now for 5 minutes. I don't want to hear the real one.
In your head. What's in your head? In your head. Zombie. Hey, what's in your head? See, it's an awful, awful song.
And somehow you made it worse. Which, okay. Let's take a break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. And, you know, I have to ask you the Spotify question, Aaron, because I don't know if I know another Cranberry song. What is their second biggest hit?
I think it's Linger.
Yeah. Do you have to let it linger? You don't know that song?
I don't think so.
You would recognize it. It was a big hit.
You mean I wouldn't recognize your version?
No, you might not recognize my version.
Not sounding familiar.
That's because they haven't started playing it yet. This is like a ridiculously long intro. Another reason why this band sucks.
Yeah, I'm out on long intros where people are going.
You never heard this song?
I don't think I have. I guess I need the chorus. But yeah,
it's coming.
This absolutely blows.
It's tearing me apart. Here comes the big moment. Why are you holding your hand? Is that the way we stand? We're lying all the time. Was it just a game to you? But I miss everything. You know I'm such a fool for you.
I've never heard this.
I can't believe you never heard this.
No, but it sounds like...
You got me wrapped around your finger?
It sounds like two 11-year-olds singing in tandem is what it sounds like.
Do you have to let it linger? Do you have to? Do you have to let it linger?
Apparently.
Yeah. That song sucks, too. That band sucks.
Okay, yeah. I
R.I.P. Cranberry singer girl, but your band sucked. Hey, I want to steer it away from music for a moment and see if you believe this.
Okay.
NBC News put out a map today on how they think states are going to vote. And, I mean, a lot of the two coasts are basically the same as they always are, blue. Most of the middle is red. But they have four swing states right now and a fifth that's a swing state with a heavy lean red, and that's Nebraska. The four swing states they have for this election, Iowa, which is Iowa and Ohio, those are both always pretty much swing states, right?
Yeah.
The other two, Georgia and Texas.
Yeah, this is one of those political conversations I didn't want to have with the wife because she was trying to tell me Texas is going to be a swing state, and I'm like, get out of here.
You don't believe it?
No, I don't believe it. Listen,
I think Texas will be more blue than it's ever been. I don't know if it's enough to actually be blue. It won't be as dark of a red as it normally is. It'll be like pink, but it'll still be red.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't even know about that.
Every major metro now in even Dallas, they vote blue.
Yeah, but that's kind of been, well, it hasn't always been the case, but it's been happening for a while.
Like, it used to always be Austin. Austin was always the big blue dot in the middle of the state. Then Houston turned blue. San Antonio turned blue. Dallas finally turned blue. I don't think Fort Worth is blue. I think they're home now.
No,
Fort Worth is.
I don't see Fort Worth flipping.
They may not change, but I don't know. I don't. I mean, I don't. I'm with you. I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
But I did think it was. Again, you can't believe these polls, and if you're banking on these polls, good luck to you. But it says here. 334 blue, 79 undecided, 125 red for electoral votes. And, of course, it takes 270 to win.
Right.
I don't believe that all these states that we think are going to be blue are going to be blue.
No. And I honestly believe, and, okay, if you're a Trump fan, listen to everything I say before you comment.
Listen to Fred's words.
Yes, because what happens, you automatically react like you're being attacked. But I believe that there's a lot of the Trump supporters out there that just don't want to be associated with the nutball class of Trump supporters and the really loud vocal ones. So they don't tell you they're Trump supporters, and they're going to vote for him. And there's very smart people who feel that way. And honestly, if I weren't in a public job where we talk about this stuff, and I decided to vote for Trump, I wouldn't tell anybody either, because I don't want to be associated with that particular group. And
I think there's good and bad people on both sides.
Well, but I mean, that's the thing. So it's that kind of thing that makes you say, maybe I need to back off this a little bit. So, and I can't, I'll be honest, I don't know a single person who is a Biden supporter that would go around wearing a Biden hat the way they wear a MAGA hat.
Yeah.
I mean, how on earth can anybody be excited about this guy? And the only thing that's going to influence my opinion is who he picks as a VP mate, a running mate, because there's no way that guy lasts 4 years. There's just no way. And yeah, and somebody says, that's exactly me. I guarantee you, if I ask you guys to text in, that's me about this, I'd get 50 texts in a minute about people who feel that way about Trump. So,
and Corn Fan 1992 says, "Okay, Taylor Swift fan, LMAO." Listen, there's a lot of Swifties out there, bro. Corn fan, and I like Corn too, but let's face it, Corn fell off. Taylor Swift still rocking, still dropping hits, dropping bombs on your ass, Corn fan. Corn Fan 1992.
Well, that was the heyday, right?
No, the heyday was like 1999, 2000-ish for Korn.
Okay.
I think around the time, I think their third album is really what kind of set them off. Because they had like their first album, I think it got bigger after the second album came out. Their first album is the one that had, "Are You Ready?" It was pretty badass. And then the second album had "All Day I Dream About Sex." And then the third album was the one that started getting played on TRL. And that's when Korn got really big. When Carson Daly was putting Korn videos up between NSYNC and Britney videos.
Well, what's the biggest Korn hit?
Aaron?
"Freak on a Leash."
Okay, that was from that album. And give me like the top five.
So you've got "Freak on a Leash," followed by "Coming Undone."
Okay.
"Falling Away from Me," "Got the Life," and "Narcissistic Cannibal."
Okay. So they've got some those are newer Korn songs, most of them. They're leaving out some of the good stuff. The good stuff is on the first three albums, and then Korn basically turns into garbage. Just my personal opinion, Korn Fan 92. Taylor Swift, though, She's still in her prime. I don't know who could hate Taylor Swift. I mean, really? What's not to love? Catchy tunes every time. Why you gotta be so mean, Corn Fan 92? By the way, Mean, brilliant song by Taylor Swift.
What does she say about the haters?
Shake them off. Someday I'll be living in a big old city and all you're ever going to be is mean. Why you got to be so mean? Yeah. Hater, Corn Fan 92.
Texter, hey, the Blitz. This is Bruce with PR 2020, a nonpartisan research group. Would you spare a second and reply with who you support in the presidential election? Reply one for Trump, two for Biden, three for undecided. Stop to unsubscribe. Reply to opt in for free resources. Thanks in advance for your reply. That was perfect. Well, well done, sir or ma'am.
Racer X says, I hate Taylor Swift. Oh, come on, guys. How dare you? Taylor's too skinny. Okay, listen. I'm not into Taylor for her looks. I mean, I don't think she's ugly. But that's... Taylor's about the music, all right? Taylor's here for the... We're here for the art with Taylor. You guys, you want eye candy? Go listen to Katy Perry, okay? You want the art? You listen to Taylor Swift.
I think she's cute.
AJ needs to move back to Austin. He fits in there. What did I do? I need to go back to Austin. All I did, it's because I asked if Texas was a swing state because NBC put out this map. I'm not saying it is. You don't need to kick me out of town, chili head. God forbid I ask a question of what Fred's thought is.
I find it hard to believe.
I do too.
That's all. And the wife brought this up with me the other night, and I'm like, no. And of course, you know she wants it to be.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, no, don't even get your hopes up. Angel from Baytown says, y'all don't even know Tiptoe Through the Tulips was also from the movie Sinister. Watch the clip. It's super creepy, scary.
Hey, man, you ever seen Tiptoe Through the Sinister Tulips? You ever seen that, brother? That's my Baytown brother right there checking in, man, letting us know about that Tiny Tim song. Hey, appreciate you, homeboy.
Actually, it's a she. It says Angel, white chick, not Mexican.
Oh, thanks, homegirl. Hey, you hit me up when the show's over, Angel. I like white chicks.
Oh, man. I don't know where that
Chan wants to know what my thoughts are on Aqua, who I think only sang the Barbie Girl song and never had another song, rightfully so. They're terrible.
Yeah, it's funny. I had never heard that song until we did the worst bands bracket. Yeah.
Won by Insane Clown Posse.
Indeed.
What's the number one Insane Clown Posse song on Spotify? We never play the clown songs anymore.
Is it that Please Don't Hate Me, I've Been Bleeping Your Mother Lately?
It's a song called Hocus Pocus.
Let's hear some. Can we? Is it
no?
Spotify, you can't play.
They refuse. So it's up to the artist if they're going to put an edited version up there, like Highly Suspect. I love all their music and I'd love to use it for the show, mm-hmm. but they refuse to give Spotify the radio edited version.
Why did Juggalos cuss so much? I don't know.
It's part of being.
Maybe Trey can bring it up at the next meeting.
Yeah.
E says, funny, little people telling you to go back to Austin like you're a hippie. And not an MMA fighting veteran, and like they don't live in the most diverse city in the country. Yeah. Why don't you listen to E?
You are kind of a hippie.
I'm a veteran of this great nation, sir. I can live wherever I damn well please.
See, I kind of feel like I have hippie tendencies, but I'm not liberal enough to be a hippie.
Me neither.
So, I mean, I like to grow my hair long and smoke weed and chill.
Yeah. You like free love.
Or I'll pay for it at this point.
I mean, free's great, but yeah, I'll pay. Big deal.
St. Patrick asks, honest question, besides her being an earner, how do you stay married to someone who you disagree with so much politically? That would be extremely frustrating.
Just don't talk about it.
Well, no, I mean, because, you know, I'll be honest, there are times when I try to push her buttons, which, you know, I know something. But there, but there's certain stuff that, that's just off limits. You know, like I do not have gun conversations with her. I mean, it's, you know, that that has been totally any discussions of, because she got so PO'd at me for getting another gun. And was like, you better get a gun safe. You better get all this stuff. I'm like, just, I'm just going to wait it out until she's done with it. But the problem is we don't, we disagree on a lot, but we also agree on a lot. I mean, there are a lot of things that I do agree with her on, but, you know, it, it's, we just don't talk politics a lot. It's, that's the way you kind of avoid it. So yeah, I'll be honest. I don't care enough about politics. I don't. It just, that to me, I hate them all. They're all criminals. They're all liars. And
it goes back to people who have like hero worship and they're like,
yeah. And
they're celebrities now. It sucks.
And, but, you know, obviously, even the, well, I don't know. I think talking to a lot of her in-laws, they're very conservative in that part of Canada. So, you know, she gets into it with them a lot too. It's just, she likes having those discussions. I don't. So stay away from them. Instead, talk about the dog. That's something we have in common. Or I'll talk about, hey, you should have seen the bets I made on my bookie. NHL, NBA, MLB, golf. Guess what? I got a free golf bet from my bookie this week. Soccer, NASCAR, you name it. It's all going on. And it's all at mybookie.ag. And if you want to bet on your favorite teams, you know, you want to get in on the Astros to bounce back, you want to get in on the Rockets, mybookie.ag, the place to go. And, man, they've got everything happening. You can play parlays, play whatever you want. The best part is it's easy to get your money out when you win, and that separates them from a lot of websites, man. You bet, you win, they pay. And now's the time to ditch your bookie. Go with mybookie. Easy deposits and withdrawals. They got tons of options. And if you're new, sign up today. They're going to match your first deposit 100% if you use promo code radio. That's right, 100% if you use promo code radio. And if you're already on there, man, just check your email, check your text, because they have offers all the time. And I got a free $25 golf bet this week. So jump into mybookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. Mybookie.ag.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So, yeah, I was looking up the golf scores because I got that free golf bet on my bookie, but I didn't realize the damn thing was in San Francisco, so they're only like four or five holes in, so... all right, let's do a little Hoffman on Hollywood.
Let's do it. And let's start where porno meets Hollywood. Sasha Gray, who was a porno chick, and then she decided to try some time in Hollywood. And she says that Hollywood, way creepier than porn. She says... it was probably one. Well, she didn't like living in where there were earthquakes, but she says that that the people, like the casting couch stuff, that is, you know, in porno, but isn't actually real. That's just like, I know this. Spoiler alert. That's a show. That's right. How, I mean, all those chicks know when they start the casting couch episode that they're going to have sex on that casting couch. But she said it's very real in Hollywood, and it's gross. And she never understood why porn stars can't be on billboards or advertisements. Why does that acknowledgement always have to be done in the shadows? So she feels like that the real Hollywood is grosser than the porno Hollywood. Although the real Hollywood, they never finish on your face, which is... That's a difference.
I don't know. What was that HBO show where they showed a scene where that was going on? They were actually using gravy to make it look like there was more.
Yeah.
So technically that's Hollywood.
There was a joke made on The Office that cost them $60,000 to make.
Oh, wow.
So it says you're imagining you're a TV writer, you're working on a script, and you're trying to figure out how many jokes per minute you can swing on The Office. A character has purchased a surprise vacation for a woman he's been dating for about 5 minutes. What is he saying when he turns to the camera? You have it's office. The Office's season 3 holiday episode, A Benihana Christmas. You have Steve Carell sing a couple lines from Two Tickets to Paradise by Eddie Money. That little ditty, a couple lines from that song cost them $60,000 to put into that episode.
Really?
I don't know how that didn't come out anywhere until now. The writer, of course, was unaware of the song's price tag until they began mixing the sound for the episode, at which point one of the show's producers filled her in. I was like, it's a fine joke, but none of my jokes I've ever written have been $60,000 jokes. I had no idea that we sang that song. The song had to be cleared, and the joke was $60,000.
It's too damn
high. It's too damn high, but it was kind of funny.
So
he had, like, tickets to Sandals Beach Resort.
Wow. So, obviously, you better not sing that like you did Zombie, or we'd have to pay $60,000 for it.
No, I can sing it, just not on a television show. Captain Marvel sequel has a director.
Yeah, I saw this. I almost talked about it earlier. I'm glad I didn't.
Mia DaCosta, a lady director.
Yeah.
She is helping revive the horror movie Candyman, and now she's going to do Captain Marvel 2. I don't know if it's going to be called Captain Marvel 2, but it's going to be the sequel to Captain Marvel. I don't know exactly what it's going to be called, but I guess it is Captain Marvel 2. July 8th, 2022 is the who knows now in Corona time. Let's not get too excited. But Captain Marvel will have a lady director. And finally, are you a Bruce Springsteen fan, Fred?
No, I don't think he sucks. I just kind of think he's overrated.
Uproxx did a ranking of his top 100 songs. And I was curious, your favorite Bruce Springsteen song? I'll give you the top five.
Yeah, there's one or two that I think are okay.
Number five is Prove It All Night. Number four is Atlantic City. Number three is Thunder Road, which is an uplifting song, Thunder Road. Born to Run, which I think that's like the song you think of when you think of Bruce.
Yeah, I would think that they would have that number one.
And number one, Backstreets.
I just,
I'll be honest, the problem with Backstreets, the intro is too long.
And yeah, I got turned off to him because he could throw that old speedball by you. Who the hell calls it a speedball? And
Nolan Ryan used to call it a speedball.
Uh-huh. Huh. Put a pinch between your cheek and gum. All right. I'd have to go back and... There are a couple Springsteen songs I like, but I'm not like... I've never been a fan. I saw him in concert once. He did like a 3-hour concert with an intermission. And everybody's, oh, it's the most amazing thing. And I'm like,
Be quiet. This is going to cost us $60,000.
You know, ever notice how Eddie Money had to sing out of the side of his mouth? Like he had kind of a weird, like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very strange.
I worked at a bar where Eddie Money sang.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was horrible.
I bet. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job, Aaron. Great job, AJ. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay Rona free, bitches.